Coach Beveridge, thanks so much for taking the time out in what is a busy week to have a chat.
Oh, no problems at all. Always good to chat to you boys.
Bevo, appreciate that.
Yeah, lovely. Let's get that on record.
A brand new group, new coach, loads of new players, and you guys have gone from the wooden spoon to the finals. Congratulations, first and foremost, on that. How proud are you of that in and of itself?
Yeah, I was talking to someone the other day about it, and it's probably one of the most satisfying coaching jobs that I've ever done. And I've been doing this a long time, but to go from where they've come from with a pretty much brand new team, it has been great. It's been a wonderful journey, and that's the way I wanted to look at it. It was a wonderful journey, and probably the reason I say it was so great was that I've been over here in Wollongong all by myself without family for the best part of 7 months. It's made it all worthwhile, but the sacrifices that I've had to make, it has been so satisfying.
Bevo, with so many of your former players still playing for the Wildcats, is it strange mix of emotions coming up against them in the finals?
Yeah, it is. And it's funny, I was just talking to somebody tonight about it, because six of those players I've coached and a very close relationship with them. I still speak to them all the time. And it's one of those things, I loved my time at the Wildcats. It was a big part of my history and being involved with the club for such a long period of time. And it's really mixed emotions, but it's one of those things that, I'm now with a new team, and when we cross over on the white line, it's like I'm going for it. We can have a beer when it's all over, done and dusted.
While you guys are preparing for the grand final series, there are obviously some standard things across all of basketball, but each team obviously is different in their own right. What are the keys for you guys in terms of getting that job done on the defensive glass?
Oh, it's been our Achilles heel the whole year. And, I was going through tape again today. I've done so much scouting there. And Perth are just relentless. They just keep going and going, and that's probably my biggest issue is how are we going to consistently keep them off the glass? That the shots go up, and they've got Joe White coming out, you got Wagstaff and Knight and Hire and Redditch. It just keeps going and going, and El Damo as well. So they just have kicked our butts a lot. And I think the first half of the season we were a horrible rebounding team. But the second half of the season, I think we've done a pretty good job. It's only a couple of times we've been out-rebounded. So there has to be a huge emphasis on us keeping off the glass. If we can't do that, we can't beat them, as simple as that.
Bev, I want to play some audio, then get your response. Here we go.
You don't deserve a locker room. You don't deserve a locker room the way you're playing here. You should be playing without uniforms. You should be playing in a jock strap.
Are you going to be like Nick Nolte in Blue Chips and asking people to run through brick walls, or are you more reserved than that at this time of season?
Definitely reserved.
I don't believe that for a second. I've seen you fire up, Bevo.
Oh, look, every now and then you got to fire up, but right now we just want to enjoy the moment. And, I want to try and pump the tyres up with the players and get them to play with confidence rather than play with fear. So, pat them on the back as much as I can.
Bevo, in your two games in Perth this season, the Cats have kept your field goal attempts to somewhere in the low 60s. What did they achieve defensively in those games?
When I look at it, we were in the game until halftime in both games. It's that third and fourth quarter, they just absolutely come out and smash you. But all the games we played this season, we have not had our full team. It's simple as that. So this will be the first time this season where we'll actually have all 10 contracted players. And in particular, I think last time was we didn't have Kirk Penny, and the other time
Lee was
injured as well. Yeah. And these are two pretty significant players, and I'm hoping that their maturity and stuff will be able to help with from the experience side of things and calm the guys down. I think that when they come at you, it's they can turn 2 points, 4 points into 10 points in seconds, and we got to make sure that we just can't let that happen.
Kirk Penny's definitely handy in when you're talking about against the Wildcats.
Great in.
Bevo, the Wildcats hang their hat on their defense and rebounding, but at times their offense can dry up. What do you think is their biggest weakness offensively?
Well, but when they, I think that you know, if they dominate and get to push the ball a bit, play a bit of a tempo, it's they're pretty tough. And we're hoping we can get them, you know, in a bit of a half court grind. It's one of those things where we want to try and ram it down their throats as much as we can. I think that's just the way we play. We want to try and get as many shots up and stuff like that. But if we can't, if we just, you know, dry up there, you know, we got to try and get them to play in the half court. I think that's going to be a real key for us. But it's easier said than done.
Welcome to the jungle. As you know, Bevo, there's always a lot going on in the jungle that can become a bit distracting both inside and outside the game. Something always seems to come up. Will you address that with your guys ahead of time or just try and keep them focused in the moment?
It's one of those things where it's, you know, I coached there for 4 years and you know, one of our game plans is it's always about coming out after half time, because with the time difference, a lot of people don't actually think about too, that much. And it's a three-hour time difference. And what happens, well, it's a 6:30 tip-off, so it's a 9:30 tip-off. Half-time's 10:30, 11 o'clock at
yeah,
night.
Yeah. You're right.
And that was part of our strategy in Perth, was it come out in that third quarter and absolutely just physically, you know, get after them and run the floor hard and try and break it back. So, you know, we got to try and keep our players alert at half time. You know, whether it's slap their faces, give them smelling salts, or whatever it might be. So this is where I might have to do a Nick Nolte.
Just when they're not expecting it, just to wake them up.
Not expect it, yeah. So I might have to have a quick cold shower at half time. but it's one of those things that you can tell them all about it. And the thing is, once they start hitting threes and getting dunks, and yeah, I mean, they've got Lockie Reed back there now that gets the crowd going. It's so hard. So we got to try, and if we can stay close and, you know, hit some big threes and shut them up a little bit, and I was going to say throw dunks down, but we don't really do that.
AJ, you know, does on the breakaway.
Yeah,
and so does Agent 97.
So I think we just got to try and take the emotion out as much as we can. But as I said, it's real difficult playing in front of 13,000 people.
Well, hopefully for Illawarra fans, you can grab one there, because you're going to need to take this series. And like we said from the outside, Bevo, congratulations on the season. It's been really, really terrific. You guys have been a really awesome team to watch. You've achieved so much, and good luck in the finals.
No, I really appreciate it.